Design Hat podcast. Get ready for a very unique story of Tanya Srivastava, who is a versatile designer. She has done her bachelor's in design and is currently working as a UI UX designer at Design Box since over 3 years. Hi Tanya, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you? Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you so much. I'm good too. I'm so excited to know things about you and to know exactly how you built your career in design. I would like to start with the very first question, that is, if you could introduce yourself to the audience with a small story of choosing design.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I was an honors student in my 11th and 12th. I was preparing for my entrances in engineering like every other person does. I had joined FIDGI for that. So I had also given all the entrances, but before my JEE exams, I was sketching something in my practice copy. And that's when it struck me that I think I should follow this field and I should go in this direction and not become an engineer like every person does. So that thing that I was sketching, that was some dresses, something related to fashion design. And if you remember correctly, we used to Phillips Lam books when we were small kids.
Yes, we did.
And there was this section labeled as what do you want to become? So I used to write fashion designer. So I thought, why not pursue that and go ahead with that only? So I talked to my parents. They were like, okay, do whatever you want to do. They were very supportive. And then I dropped the idea for engineering and I gave some entrances for designing. I got selected in many colleges, so that's where I landed in Sushant University. Then that college had 4 years of program. So in our first year, it was a foundation year, and they taught us all the four domains, that is fashion design, interior design, product design, and visual communication. So while I was doing my assignments and during my history sessions, I had more inclined towards the visual part and not towards the fashion design part. So, and also I did not like history when I was a little kid. I hated history, but the way our faculty taught us in college, it was very intriguing. And I was like more inclined towards visuals and how everything worked and all the arts and all that part of history. So, and that they also taught us about the fashion that was there in old times, but then I thought that was not something like I wanted to do, but I want to go towards the visual design field. So that is how I landed into design and into visual communication, like being an on-mid student, then going for my engineering, but then dropping that out before only, then starting my design career and wanted to become a fashion designer, but then again dropping that and then going towards the visual design field. So that is how I
started. Very, very heavy journey, I think, because non-med field to fashion design and then finally to discovering your passion for visual communication.
Yeah, so it was basically like exploring different things and then coming out to become what I really wanted to do and taking forward my career in that direction that I really enjoy. I don't think I would be enjoying this much if I had been an engineer or if I were doing something in fashion. So I think that's pretty important for everyone to like follow their dream, follow the passion that they actually want to do. And fortunately, I was also lucky enough to understand this thing beforehand and at a particular age and at that particular time where I was actually building my career. So that really helped me. Instead of dropping out of a college and then pursuing again another thing from the very start. But so that was really, it happened at really the correct time.
I would like to actually know that, you know, because you said that how your parents were very supportive, and it's not very common in Indian society, especially when you're choosing these fields like art and design and fashion design when it comes to that. So what is it exactly, and or how is it you talked to them, or how what was it that they believed in you and they said that yes, you can do it, or is it something that they always do?
They always support whatever we want to do. So I have an elder brother. He is an engineer. So my parents thought that, okay, if her elder brother is engineer, so she might also pursue engineering only. And then at that point, I was not very sure, like, what exactly do I want to do? Because I was very small, and I was like, we had to choose our fields in 11th and 12th, right? So in 11th or in 10th, starting only, we had to choose. And then only we get admissions for 11. So that time I wasn't sure. I mean, I knew that I did not want to pursue history because I did not like that. So arts thing was completely out of my mind. Then for commerce, I was like, accounts, I won't be able to handle that much of that. So that was also out. Then it was either biology or physics, chemistry, math. So I was like, biology, rehne dete. So that's how I came to non-medical. And then they thought like, okay, so she has pursued non-medical, then maybe if she wants to engineering, we should get her admitted into Fiji or any other like that institute for preparing for entrances. So in 11th and 12th, I had joined Fiji. I had done 2 years of Fiji also. I had, along with that, I had some tuitions also. So it was very hectic for me. It was like first school, then tuition, then Fiji on the weekends. So it was like really hectic and padhai, 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 padhai. Right. So at one point I was like fed up of everything, and I was like I was too tired to like study. So I was practicing for my JEE, and then I thought I don't want to. So I was sketching something, like I already said, I was sketching something, and I was like, I am not interested in studying that much than I am to draw. I used to draw as I was a little kid. I and my brother, we both were very creative, and we both like had some really nice drawings and all of that. So our parents were like very supportive in that direction also. Like they have a really good hand at drawing, and they can do something with that. So they thought, okay, do whatever you want to do, because we want you to be happy. We want you to do like what exactly do you want to do. And so that is when I told them, like, okay, I want to try design also. So my father had registered me for the entrances for colleges. So that is how he helped me, like, okay, do whatever you want to do, we are with you. It is not like there was no pressure on me. And he said, like, do whatever you want to do, and we will always support you. Learning is always a good thing, so you can still study. He even says me today also, like, even if I want to study, he is like, okay, you can study, you do study, like, I mean, you do whatever you want to do, but
never stop learning.
So do whatever you want to do. So that basically he has that thing in mind, like, do what likes you, what you like, and yeah. So that is how.
That's a very comfortable upbringing, a very nice environment to be in. I think often we say that we should have strict parents, or we should have these limitations, but sometimes they set us.
Parents are strict, but they are very supportive for when it comes to your career, because it is something that you will be following for your entire life. So they want what they want. Parents always want their kids to be happy. They don't want unhe complain karein ki nahi, aapki wajah se main nahi liya tha, and mera bhi ye hai. So that is something that they don't want. So yeah, so that is
that that is really interesting. I would like to now know exactly how your degree in fashion design helped you to build a career in now what you're working as a UI UX designer. How did journey come?
And see, college, my college was a 4-year degree course, as I said. But the college does not teach you design. They just teach you the basics of design. Like, they don't pick your hand and tell you to do this, do this, do this, do this. They don't take you through all the steps. They just give you the basics of colors, typography, then layouting and composition. They don't tell you exactly how to do a particular project. So they give you a brief, a vague brief. Like I remember one of my briefs, like it was to build a 360 degree campaign for a brand. That's it. That was just the brief.
So, oh my God. Okay.
Yeah, so we had to choose our own brand. We had to think of what we actually want to do and what we wanted to go through. And then we wanted to, and then we were to build a particular brand and with all the mission, vision, philosophy. Then we had to build a logo. Then we had to do advertising. We had to do packaging and all of that stuff. So everything related to that brand. And how exactly will you build a particular brand till the very end of launching that brand? So then again, they did not tell us how to do it like step by step, but they did tell us like these are the requirements. You have to do this. Then how are you going to do that? That is up to you. You are free to explore whatever you want to explore. You are free to explore all your styles. But yes, there was a particular deadline that we had to achieve. So that is how colleges actually work. They do not like tell us what exactly do you want to do. So basically, so also when I tell someone that I am pursuing design or I am doing a B design program, so people are like, "Acha, tum art and craft karti ho," and I was like, "No, art and craft is different, and design is different. Art is something that you do for yourself. That has different perceptions according to different people. People perceive it very differently in all their on their own. But design is something that you do for people, that people understand." That solves a particular problem. So every time you get a brief, you are to like think of a problem that is that people are facing. Design is also about considering your users. You are not designing for yourself, you are designing for others. So that is basically the thing that everyone should know about design. Also, so my college does not have a modular system like many colleges does. What is a modular system? So it is a particular system where you have one particular subject for over a week and then you drop that subject, then you have another subject for a particular week. So we were like, when we were in college, it was getting really hectic for us. So we thought that modular system was really good and we wanted that also in our university. So we talked to our deans, but then at that point, they were like, we cannot implement it in this session. We can do that in another session. So our juniors got that, but we didn't. But when now I look back, I think those times were really good because they taught us how to do multitasking. Like we had about 5 or 6 subjects. So they really taught us to multitask and to
manage time management.
Yeah, time management and multitasking and all of that. So because even in the industry, you don't ever get a single project. You work on multiple projects for multiple clients. So that currently also I'm working for about 7 to 8 projects together. So that gets a bit hectic, but then I have a habit of like, you know, managing something. So I am pretty much like okay with some of the stress that is there. So that is how colleges work. And also colleges have us free. So they, like, for particular projects, we were to, you know, select our own field. Like, how exactly do you want to explore? What style do you want to explore? So we were like exploring multiple styles that way. So also then, because in industry, you don't get to explore many styles. You are working for a particular client and that client has its own style. See, for example, if you're working for a tech industry, you don't really want to give a pop design to them. Right. You give something techy and geeky and something like network based style. But for a pop band, similarly, you cannot like give
something that, techy.
Yeah, techy or geeky or something. It won't work for them.
Right.
So they want something that is pop and all of that. So that college that way does help to explore different styles and then to create your own style. Like this is the style that I really want to pursue ahead. So so that is how colleges like does help in design. And also we were like taken to different places and we were like given industrial tools also to really understand how design works and how printing works and how different cultures in India are. So we had like gone to many tours and trips. So that is also a good thing about colleges. So I think colleges are really important when it comes to understanding design and all of that. So yeah.
That is a really nice thing. And I think a lot of times we say that colleges do not help or are not good, or it's just fun time. It's nothing productive.
Hmm.
But if you get in a good college, or if the particular college is good for known for that course, then I think can really do wonders being in that college.
Yeah, but the thing is, but here the thing again is you have to practice on your own. Nobody teaches you to design. They just teach you the basics. They teach you the basics of all the softwares. They don't teach you exactly how to work on a particular thing. You have to practice and then be perfect on that. Like, you can get a task that is for 30 minutes, that is as short as 30 minutes. So you have to, so that is where all that practice and all the practice till date comes in, and how exactly do you do a particular thing in 30 minutes. So it is not like that design is very easy and everyone could do that. It's not like that. You will have to follow a particular process. You have to follow those things, those principles that are there, those Gestalt principles that are there. People don't really understand that thing when it comes to design. They are like, "Achha, theek hai, sundar hai, sundar nahi hai." They just judge it with that.
Right.
They don't really go through the process, or they don't really understand the purpose or the functioning of that particular design and how it is going to affect the users. They just see the beauty of it. I mean, yeah, things should be beautiful, but then it should also solve a purpose. That is what basically design is about.
Design is. And I think that is why you differentiate design with art, because art can be beautiful, but design needs to be functional and beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. So that is something that people should understand. And, you know,
I was really intrigued to see how you pursued an online certification from Cornell University. I would like to know, why did you choose that particular certification and what was the reason behind it?
Okay. So before pursuing my certification with Cornell University, I had done some courses from Udemy about user experience design, but that again had just the basics about that. But I was really fascinated, like I want to learn something more with this. So I had explored different options that were there online and during these times when we are all at home. So I thought, why not use it doing something that you really like about and other than your work. So I wanted to learn more about user experience design and how to help users more. So that is where I came across this this certification program about Cornell, from Cornell University. Then I saw the what this course has to offer. So I thought that this really is going to be very detailed and in depth, and it also had a particular project. Like you have to select a brief for yourself, and then you have, they tell us about how to go through that process till the very end, doing all the steps and understanding the users and all of that. So I thought, so along with the learning, it was also a course for portfolio building. So I thought that this is something that I really like want to do. I discussed it with my family and with my brother, and they were like, okay, I think we think that this is a really nice thing, and it might help you for future also. So let us enroll you in this course, and then you can go about it and learn and explore whatever you want to do.
That's pretty interesting. I think a lot of times people are struggling to find good certification courses. Mm-hmm. And so I will now, next question is that how exactly, what do you think the Cornell certification has helped you? How has it helped you, or how has it benefited you, or what exactly do you think, would you refer it to budding designers who are listening to us?
Yeah, I would definitely recommend that course to someone who is like really interested in learning about user experience designs. But it is kind of a hectic course because it involves design also. So if you are a working professional, then it gets a bit difficult for you to cope up with that course. But then again, it is a very nice course, and it has very detailed, and the professor that gives the lectures, she is very much informed about what she is saying, and she explains everything in that detail and with that minute in things, and everything is covered in that course. And they really tell us about all the steps that are there, like from interviewing the users to analyzing how analysis is done. With all that you have covered, and then coming out with a design requirement, and then designing that particular thing, and then doing user testing and all of that. So that is a really nice thing that everyone should do. And even in my current office, before I had done this course, I was going through the processes that time also, but then I was not following that particular thing. And when I look back to those old projects, I find some mistakes in that, and I know how it can be rectified. So I try to, after doing that course, I try to take all of that knowledge into my upcoming projects and my current projects also. And then I try to tell the client about how this should be done and how we can do that, and give solutions, different type of solutions to solve that particular problem. So I think that course really helped me to understand about user experience design and understand the users and how to go through the problems that they face. So I would definitely recommend anyone who is doing that course. You should take up a course for Cornell University. It is a really nice course. It is a very nice course, amazing course.
That is nice. I think all the people who are listening out there, there's a testimonial for the Cornell Cornell User Experience Design certification coming in. And I know you can trust Tanya. I know I do. So definitely some of them will try it out. Moving on, I would like to know about your current work scenario. You've been in design box for over 3 years. It's not a short time to start with your first job, because generally, especially when you're starting off as your career, people like to switch jobs, to experiment more, to experience new things. So what has made you stay in Design Box, and how is your work in Design Box like?
So I have joined Design Box when I was in my fourth year. I had done my internship here. It was a 4-month internship. So they had given me much exposure to different types of clients, to different type of projects. I can explore whatever I wanted to, but obviously within the brand language.
Right.
Yeah. So I had worked on multiple fields in this, in this organization. I have worked on UI/UX projects. I have worked on publication, on print media, on web, on branding, advertising. I have worked on almost every field, and they had given me various types of projects, and I had got an opportunity to learn and explore in all of those fields and to work with different type of clients. I have worked on a client for technology, for gaming, for an NGO, for a stainless steel company, for I have also worked for hospitality sector. I have worked for medical sector. So it basically also helps me to understand what all sectors, different sectors are and how they function. So it is something that I wanted to do, and I am getting to explore more with this in this organization. So that is how, that is why exactly I am here. It has been almost 3 years and 3 or 4 months in Design Box. So my day also starts with these days, so it is getting very hectic because of multiple projects. So but generally I have a team for myself with me on working on different projects. So my day usually begins with talking to them and understanding what they are working today, and then giving them briefs about different projects, you should do this, you should do this. And then we discuss about how to go about that particular thing. Then I start with some calls and checking my mails and talking to clients about their requirements and all of that. Then I start working on my particular projects. Then again, I talk to developers whenever they are stuck somewhere. So we usually talk to each other and then come up with a solution that we can do, that we could do in that project if something doesn't work design wise and development wise. So we both club together our ideas, and then we get on a particular solution that this is something we should go ahead with. So that is how my day usually goes, and I don't know how 10 to 7 usually end. It is a very hectic day, every day it gets very hectic, but it is also kind of fun when you work on some interesting projects and you get to learn something new for every project that you do. So yeah.
I think the exposure that everyone looks for in different companies, you've got that in one company by working on different projects. And so you've chosen to stay here with a nice culture that suits you.
Yeah. So people here are really nice. The bosses are very nice. They are very frank, and they let you explore whatever you want to do. If you don't want to do on a particular project, so you can tell them, but they will guide you on how to do that project. They won't tell you, you should not do on this project and we will give you another project. No, it is not like that. They tell you, they'll guide you to complete that project, and then you can take up another project, or side by side you can club with another designer and talk to them about what they are doing and how can you help them, and if you want any help from them you can talk to them. So there is no hierarchy per se, but then again it is people are very nice. Developers are all nice. They know I have been working with one or two developers in my company, so they really know about my way of designing. So after 2 or 3 projects, they really understand my way of designing, and they know what kind of project I want this to be. So they do that themselves. I don't have to explain to them I want this. No, as a design, I give them the specs and I, tell them what to do. So they understand that themselves, and then they know, like, okay, she would want this. So, we should go about this. And then they come up with really nice solutions also. They sometimes also give me solutions on my particular design, which I think is always helpful from them. So people are very nice, and I have made a really good friend, some really nice friends here, and I know that whenever I get stuck, they will be there for me, and I will be there for them. So that is a really nice environment here.
That's very sweet. I mean, I want to know that, like you said, that from 10 to 7, you're busy, in your job, in work. Apart from that, how do you spend your day on holidays or on general normal days?
So it sometimes get very hectic. So usually on weekends, I get up a bit late, obviously.
Like all of us.
Yeah, then I have coffee or tea because I like both of them. Then I spend some time in the balcony. I spend time with my family. I do some particular projects, or I try to learn and understand more about design and about user experience, because that is something I am really inclined towards these times. So I, try to learn more about my particular thing, and then sometimes I on special occasions, I bake cakes, or I help my mom with whatever she does sometimes. I talk to my family, I talk to my cousins. So that is usually how my day goes. I also like doing photography. So I usually take up my camera or my mobile or my DSLR. I just click random pictures, or whenever I go out, I usually take pictures of clouds, I take pictures of architectures, I take pictures of landscapes in a portrait mode, because I think that composition really helps me to constrain my thinking towards a particular thing. So that composition really helps me to understand how is the beauty of something that when you are constrained towards a particular thing.
That was a very deep thing right there back there when you mentioned that how you capture things in portrait mode, because you want to understand the beauty in a
constrained form. So people are really like into freedom, but freedom when it is constrained is also beautiful. So that is how I usually go about my days and my weekends, and whenever I get vacation, I am on vacations and all other things and on festivities. So I usually click pictures. I enjoy clicking pictures. I'm a photographer, so yeah.
That's nice. I think ending up with a very special question for you there. I would want to know that what is that one advice you would like to give out to all the budding designers out there?
You should practice, and you should always be open to ideas. You should explore more, because you don't know whenever an idea comes. From anywhere you can get inspired, and you should be really open to taking all those ideas and exploring, because you never know when that particular thing would help you in your life and in your design process, so that is they should explore more, they should practice more, and so that is I want to tell them.
After all, practice makes a man perfect.
Yeah, practice makes a man perfect.
That's very sweet. Thank you so much, Tanya, for joining us today and sharing insightful insights with us.